Well, here we are again, 1 year later, and a lot of water has gone under the bridge since 1 year ago today. I was reviewing an email yesterday from Mr. Tomassian that went out to the entire church on March 20th of this year and said that we will be ceasing all in-person meeting, and that included our Sunday school. So we, as Sunday school teachers, were scrambling, to say the least, to figure out how are we going to hold our classes? Are we going to hold classes? What are we going to do? So there were, in the younger classes, there were multiple students in multiple classes. So the younger classes chose to, the teachers just keep up with their pupils one-on-one and just give them a call or email or whatever the case may be. And Dr. Byers and I, we had Zoom meetings, Zoom Sunday school every Sunday with our classes. So we kept up, but because Zoom was limited to 30 minutes, at least in my class, we only had 30 minutes to cover everything that we needed to cover. But I did want to thank all of the Sunday school teachers, especially for this year, because we had a lot of work to try to do, to try to transition. And, I mean, we were thrown into a situation that we have never been thrown into, and everybody adapted very, very, very well. So I want to thank the teachers as well as their assistants. You, as parents, can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that every one of us pray for your pupils as your young people as our pupils, not only when they're in our class, but years and years and years after, long after they're in our class, we still remember to pray for them. I also want to thank all of you parents that trust us enough to send your young people to us. We appreciate it very much, the opportunity and the privilege that the Lord has given to us to present the gospel to them and to point them to Christ. This year, in studying for one of my lessons in the Sunday school class, we were doing 2 Timothy 3, 15, 16, and 17, and especially on verse 15, it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." And I came across a quote by Spurgeon from a message that he preached back in 1885, and that's important to remember that date, in 1885, and the title of the message is The Sunday School and the Scriptures. And this is what he says. He then dwelt upon another potent remedy which had been of great service to the young preacher, namely the knowing of the Holy Scriptures from his earliest childhood. This was, to young Timothy, one of his best safeguards. His early training held him like an anchor and saved him from the dreadful drift of the age. Brothers and sisters, to be prepared for the coming conflict, we have only to preach the gospel and to live the gospel, and also to take care that we teach the children the word of the Lord. Now, this was back in 1885, and Spurgeon says, it is good that we are prepared for the coming conflict. And I thought that was extremely interesting to be preached back in 1885. Okay? I will be down, and I will be handing out the awards as usual. But so I don't know if you knew this, or I doubt you know this, but my term as Sunday school superintendent was a 5-year term. Dr. Byers will be taking over after me. He would have taken over on September, on the first Sunday in September, but he had some other previous engagements, and so therefore he will be taking over as Sunday school superintendent on January 1st. So it's only proper that Dr. Byers be the one to read the names, and he's going to come now and read the names as I hand them out.
First, on behalf of the Sunday school teachers, we do want to thank Brad for the 5 years of service that he gave, and we appreciate all the work he's put into this. I'm sure he's looking forward to a rest. and I'm looking forward to taking over in January. All right, first of all, I'll read the names of the students who are receiving the award from Rhonda Little's class. These are ages 2 and 3 and K-4 and K-5. Aberavon Allen, Sedalia Allen. By the way, as I read your names, you can come forward and get your prizes. Emmeline Carper, Maddie Carper, Eden Davis, Erica Davis, and Naomi Tomasian. Okay, this is Sue Farr's class, grades 1 and 2. Brighton Allen, Caleb Fulton, Carla Jo Young, Hampton Allen, Kimber Davis, Martin Lee, and Morgan Lee. Debbie Oberle's class, grades 3 and 4. Noelle Boudreau, Erica Fulton, Grace Lee, Lois Tomasian, Kyle Davis, and Amelia Young. And this is Keita Ludwig's class, grades 5 and 6. Evelyn Boudreau, Joshua Foster, Emily Fulton, and Alyssa Tomasian. This is my Sunday school class, the junior high class, grades 7 and 8. Judah Barnes, Levi Barnes, Wyatt Fulton, and Justin Lee. And this is Brad Carper's class, the high school class. Wesley Boudreau, Calvin Lee, Katie Lee, and Trad Little. And this is the college and career and the adult classes. And I know that some may be shy and not want to come forward and do this. And that's fine. You don't have to. We'll have the prizes afterwards. But the rest, we want you to come and get your prize, okay? Brian Boudreau. Rachel Carper. I think she's down in the nursery this morning.
No, she's back
here. Oh, she is. Oh, okay. All right. No. Ed Dunbar. Pam Dunbar. Sue Farr, Charlie Kelsch, Jamie Lee, Abigail Ludwig, Anna Ludwig, Keita Ludwig, and Lisa Panosian. You'll come forward or not? All right, they'll be here afterwards.